First of all, let's get a view from Washington as to how people regard this moment. Simon Marks, of course, he's well known to listeners of this programme because he's LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, evening to you.
Hello, Andrew.
Well, you've covered endless presidents' first 100 days, Simon. Has there ever been a presidency whose first 100 days has been so eventful?
No, definitely not. And amusingly, Donald Trump, in a brief interaction with reporters today, in which he's been trying to sell everybody on what he argues is the greatest 100-day feat of accomplishment in American presidential history, he's got this wonderful phrase that he used with reporters today. He said, "People have never seen anything like it." Well, that's certainly true. People
yes.
have never seen anything like it. There are, of course, Donald Trump supporters who welcome many of the things that the president has done. He would argue that the economy is firming up. Certainly unemployment numbers are down here. He has moved forward with his promise to hack away at government regulations that he argues tie America's corporations up in knots. He's gone ahead and pulled America out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's threatened another free trade deal, NAFTA. And, of course, he's given the go-ahead for controversial oil pipelines to be drilled and built, as he promised his supporters he would do. But there are a whole raft of areas where he has failed to make good on fundamental central planks of what he said was going to be his 100-day program. He notably failed to repeal and reform Obamacare. It's very unclear where that goes from here on out. The courts stopped him from closing America's borders to the citizens of seven, then six, predominantly Muslim states. He has found the courts also bedeviling his desire to terminate federal funding to those cities that offer sanctuary to illegal immigrants who believe that they are being pursued by the federal authorities. And he's also failed to secure funding for that wall, that border wall that he still insists will be built along the U.S. border with Mexico. So look, whatever way you look at it, it's a very mixed balance sheet, and it certainly is not the most seismic accomplishment of any American president in their first 100 days.
And generally, Simon, in the polls in the first 100 days, does the president have a honeymoon and normally end the first 100 days in positive territory? Of course, Trump has ended it in negative territory on 44%, I think, is the most recent poll.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I mean, he is the most unpopular president at the 100-day mark since records began. Now, to be fair to Donald Trump, those same polls also indicate an enormous sense of disquiet and disapproval towards the Democratic Party as well. Opinion has shifted against him since the presidential election last November. But, you know, when you come into office with fully 50% of the country against you, it's very difficult within that 100-day period to turn things around in any meaningful way. But certainly, we are still at the very early stages of his presidency. 100 days is only a preliminary milestone, but he's got to find a way of turning that disapproval rating around if he's going to allay the fears, not of Democrats and people who didn't vote for him, but Republicans, particularly those on Capitol Hill. Remember that in November next year, not that far away in American political terms, one third of the Senate and the entire House of Representatives is up for grabs in midterm elections. And Republicans in battleground seats, in unsafe marginals, are very worried. They want Donald Trump to help them, not hurt them. And they're taking a look at these polling results, I think, with a grave sense of concern.
And I see today it was announced that he's preparing to reopen drilling in places like the Arctic, places which have been protected, which again may be unpopular, I would have thought.
Well, unpopular with environmentalists,
yeah.
But let's be honest, environmentalists didn't vote for him.
No, I mean, of course
Donald
not.
Trump, to be fair to Donald Trump, unusually for any American president, he has actually done many of the things that he said he was going to do. The decision to allow the XL pipeline to go ahead, the Dakota Access Pipeline, now this review of some of the protections that Barack Obama signed into force with regard to national parks and protected areas. Environmentalists don't like it. Democrats don't like it. Lots of people outside the United States may think that this is regressive in terms of what it says about America's commitment to clean energy, the battle against global warming. But Donald Trump didn't hide his views on this, and he is, at least in that area of policy, absolutely pushing ahead with what he said he would do.
All right. Well, that's Simon Marks on the first 100 days of Donald Trump and the polls, as I say. He's in negative territory, unusually the most unpopular at this stage of any modern time.